Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
The Bible says that the heart is so powerful that it can even deceive the owner. Do you know that pride can steal a man? And if you caution the person pride is stealing, they will fight you for saying that. Because they may have their own indication for what causes pride. Does that make sense? So God won't just listen to what you say with your mouth. He wants to look at the understanding you have about what you're praying about. You didn't hear me? When you ask the Lord that, God, please, I want to marry, God will not hear your prayer because you prayed that prayer. I'm telling you. For a very long time, many believers don't know that there's a check and balance God uses in blessing people. So he realizes that you don't have the requisite understanding concerning marriage. He can't honor you. I'm telling you here, friends. I tell people this. Just as the way people will do everything possible to make sure that they have every blessing for them to have, they should actually intensify in the knowledge they receive from the Lord. Listen to my words, you'll be blessed. Yesterday, I was told that one of the commissioners in Texas is a policeman. He joined my service and said, he can't tell if the man who is preaching is a preacher, a teacher, a theologian. Because I said he could actually create more messages from what I said in an hour time. Listen to me. If the Lord doesn't help you gain understanding concerning what you are praying about when you speak, there's no incense attached to that petition. Remember, one thing God uses to identify you as a man is the incense from your body. When David stands here and says, lift your voice and tell the Lord your heart desires, I'm not trying to disappoint you here. But I want you to know that if you are speaking to God what you want God to give you, and God knows you have not gained the stability, the capacity, and the mental stability for that, he can't honor you with that. Because your own character will not fight the miracle. A wise man once said that you are not strong because you killed an enemy. You are strong because you overcome pleasure. Can I teach tonight? On Wednesday, I did an introduction here. And I said, would really go deep tonight. When we entered the month of April, the Lord told me that the month of April is a month of a faithful steward or a kingdom steward. I began this teaching by making you understand that you can't become a steward if you lack the understanding concerning the kingdom. I'm doing a recap because I want people to know how intensive it is. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating, please? So it will be very deep today. Very, very deep. So I'm taking my time here. Are you blessed, please? Give me the strings. Right. So I made you understand that whatever we talk about the kingdom of the Lord, number three, his glory. Number four, his influence. Am I correct? Now watch this. I made you understand that there is nothing important about your life that should matter to you apart from what you share with God. Is that clear? There is nothing you must ever fight for in life apart from ensuring your relationship with the Holy Spirit. If you are not pursuing after God, any other thing you follow in life has no sense. Is that clear? Forget about how many houses you buy in your life. You will leave this earth realm naked as you came in. Now, this is not to make you feel that having assets are bad. Now, today, go on social media, you would see that short-circuited people have actually gained fame. And they speak nonsense, and believers who are weak in knowledge do not believe in them. You didn't hear me? Some time ago, I heard somebody say that preachers will tell people that life isn't about the property they accumulate, yet they are buying houses. Don't be stupid. There has to be the difference of the knowledge you have. So what you have can become a message. But God says, don't allow what you have become what it thinks it is. Talk to me, please. Oh, am I communicating? Do you know that certain people can grow in life?
And because of certain early deficiencies, they may assume that whatever they have is who they are. And because it is too dangerous to think you are somebody because of what you have. Forget about that. Is that clear? I've been here for 30 years, 40 years. It's no message to God. Keep it, please. Is that clear? Man of God, I have four houses. It is nonsense to God. He gave you the ability to make it happen. You didn't make it happen. Oh, talk to me, please. Your alarm didn't wake you up, two of us. He decided to wake you up this morning. I'm telling you. 2 days ago, I came on a platform and I was so sad. You see, it's important to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I was so sad. I came on and the Lord spoke to me that in the realms of the Spirit, somebody has died on the platform. I'm like, God is telling me to pray for somebody here. Because I see that in no time, they will tell you that by Saturday, there's going to be a burial. And a lady commented that her sister is actually at the ward. Oh, you were there, right? Yes, the labor ward. And that she's trying to give birth. And for some reason, she has actually given up. Now, this same lady, I prophesied to her because for 8 years has been barren. So, after 8 years of marriage, now that God wants to bless her. So, later when I spoke with the other sister, she told me that I told her that she shouldn't allow her mother feed her. If not, she would die. Hello? Died like that after 8 years of waiting upon the Lord. Left everything. Innocent baby died as well. So you see, if people want to assume that life is an asset, they should think twice. I hope you are aware that the dead is a lesson to the living. Oh, am I communicating, please? So whenever you are growing through life, and life wants to bring pride, make sure you do whatever it takes to kill that thing. Because you see, the enemy of pride is not the devil, it is God himself. Am I communicating, please? Forget about your beauty. This beauty, there were people that felt were more beautiful than this. And if you look at how they ended, you will cry. Remember the book of Ecclesiastes. Talks about the end of every man. The way you are seeing life, hey, the babies are doing profit, I'm telling you. Please let us clap for the children, okay? Powerful babies. Powerful babies. We are preaching mysteries together. Somebody say, amen. Are you blessed, please? Am I communicating right? That book of Ecclesiastes you have in your Bible is trying to tell you the end of every man. Now that you think life is new for you, the man who lived as the wisest has been there before. And he's telling the end. So think twice. So I made you understand that whenever we talk about a steward, we're talking about a caretaker. So nothing God gives you is for you. Everything he gives you is for him. Is that clear? So if God helps you buy a car, it's not your car, it is his. He has only found trust in you to give you power to partake in that. If God gives you a marriage, it's not for you, it is for him. He has only given you the power to partake of that. Is that clear? Never get to the point of your destiny where you assume you are who you are because of what you have. Now, if you have been listening to my teachings, I make you understand that you are a spiritual being and spirits don't end, they actually become. Am I communicating, please? You see, if we don't change the way we see the thing God gives us, we will limit ourselves in so many ways. Am I communicating, please? If you came on Wednesday, I made you understand that if you come to this country, sometimes the person you meet as your advisor plays a major role. Because some people, they have failed woefully. So when they see light in you, they will give you every advice that will kill whatever you carry. So they will discourage you from going to school. Whatever you have to do, they will kill it in you. I'm telling you. Oh, talk to me, please. Shocking enough, the only thing we only have to brag about in this country is documents. Pitiable life. A man was in this church, Elder Tony, he died. Richmond told me that when a man died, when they came to the man's house, the first thing they saw was his documents. They had to check the man's document, take the man's money before calling the ambulance for him. I saw how they were dragging the man's dead body on the ground because I thought it was COVID. So they couldn't touch the man's body. Life is meaningless. It's useless. So the only thing you have to do on earth as your end time property is how to strengthen what you share with God. Did you hear that? You should never get to a place in your life where somebody now becomes a reason why you lose what God shares with you. Am I communicating? You see, a lot of believers don't know what they are losing. If you only knew what you've lost, you will seek for mercy. I made you understand that any mistake a man commits, that God doesn't show you how to enter back the life you left, is a proof that it has killed your destiny. Let no one deceive you that the experience happens to be the destiny. Experience has never taught anything. Am I communicating, friends? So God says, in order for you to be a steward, understand that your heart must be disconnected from whatever he gives you. So look at Abraham. For 25 years of solid faithfulness, God still didn't find trust in him. Until God says, bring unto me your only son. Can you imagine? Do you know how it feels to work with a man for 25 years? 25 years, I tell you, leave your father's house. You leave your father's house. Without any assurance. I mean, for once in the life of Abraham, he didn't doubt if the voice was God or the devil's voice. For some reason, I wonder what made him believe was God's voice. These were idol worshippers. They had no knowledge about God at all. And God says, even though I saw your love for 25 years, I still can't find trust in you until you learn to sacrifice your son to me. Now, let's be honest here. Just imagine that this is prophet, professor, and I say, you are here. God says, empty your accounts, I mean your money. The next minute, you see at BBC and CNN that the prophet of God is now using prophecy to make merchandise. So this is someone's whole amount of investment for 25 years. And God says, in order for me to solidify what I share with you, kill your son. Now watch me. I told you that you are not an Abraham because you gave birth to Isaac. You are an Abraham because you could give up Isaac. Am I communicating? I'm doing recap because many were not here on Wednesday. So if God says you must be a steward, let your heart be disconnected from what you have. It's not yours. He can choose to bless anybody at any time. Now, can we go a step further here? Now, hear this. I made you understand that the first thing that makes a person a steward is what we call consecration. Consecration means being separated unto the Lord. Now, the fact that you want to live a separated life doesn't mean that people will not have anything to say about you. Do you know how believers think these days? Believers have this perception that as long as they dwell under God's pavilion, everything should be perfect. That's not God. Oh, did you hear me? Some believers have this perception that why would I have to go to church and suffer? Then stay in your house. Some people have this feeling that once I'm in God, no evil shall happen to me. Now, many believers don't know that it is in the evil days that God gets to weigh a man's strength. So if you fail in the day of adversity, you were never strong. You see, when you say God is good when things are good, God doesn't believe that testimony. He wants to see how tough things can become and how uncompromising you appear to stand in God's faith. Just to see if you are indeed faithful to your comment. I'm telling you. If God says people should be consecrated, it means you must be separated from whatever the flesh tells you to do. So how does a man like Job worship God after the death of his own children? How is that possible? When daddy lost his big sister, remember, Auntie Naomi, may God keep her anywhere she is, right? At that time, when living in our old house, I was praying one night. And the Lord told me that your father and his junior brother are planning to bring their big sister. He'll tell you. And God told me when he comes, a year and a half, she will die. I was in school when I saw daddy calling my number. So I picked up the phone and he says, your auntie has died. But she can't die now, so pray for God to bring her back to life. God is good. And God told me that she's saying bye-bye to the earth realm. To forget the prayer. I said, let her forget. She won't come back again. Now, I saw how she was placed in the casket in Holland. Now, she was in peace. Peace, smile on her face. Well, those who decreed that, I wonder how they do it. They made that smile by force. So they didn't. Cool one. God is good. And then I was asking myself that this person in the casket, does she even know where she is? If that makes sense. You see, when God begins to work with you, he will sometimes set you at a place in life where he would intentionally allow people to call you an evil person like Christ. So can you imagine God came as a man to show love and affection, and the people he was defending before his father called him Beelzebub? Let's be honest. Do you know how painful it is for someone to be ungrateful to you? When you genuinely love the person, and for some reason, Christ did not curse them. He said, Lord, in order for thy will to come to pass, forgive these people. Look at me. Are you imagining that the demons that sat at the Sea of Gadara, they met Christ and they called Christ God, and the people that were Pharisees that felt the new God saw God and called him a demon? I've told you, forget the integrity where everybody gets to smile at you for the things they think you will not do, when in your heart you're not selfless to God. You didn't hear me. If God says people must become steward, the first thing he considers is you being separated unto him. And he does it by ensuring that life will teach you your greatest lesson in life. Life will teach you pain, things you can't speak about. How are you expecting people to believe the testimony of Mary, that a spirit made you pregnant and you gave birth to a human being? No man touched you, a spirit made you pregnant. And you said, God said. How does prophecy bring about this grace? Oh, am I communicating, please? Let me know if I'm communicating, friends. Clap your hands together for Jesus, please. I'm telling you. Please watch me. If you go before the Lord asking God for something, and God has not finally given you what you've prayed for, the issue might not be about your prayer point. Sometimes it can be your prayer point. But one thing that God looks at fundamentally is the capacity built on the inside. Because you see, anything you have not been built for can't find you. Not come. Stand for me. Let's say our brother here becomes a doctor. I believe you need about 7 years to become a doctor. Okay. So in 7 years, his face will not change. His body will not change. His hands will not become taller. He will still be the same person. Yet after 7 years, when he tells you that take this medicine, you still take it. Go through for us. Whatever you are looking for in life is not outside, it's in you. You didn't get me. But understand that in the realms of the spirit, you have not built capacity yet. So you are crying because God, through his mercy, has given you a preordained vision to see who you are meant to become. But in flesh and in reality, you can't have access to that. You see, don't cry for things you have not built capacity for. Am I teaching you, please? So understand that in consecration, he will let you to be separated unto him. And he will do it by making sure that anything that will give you pleasure, he will let you disconnect away from it. Sometimes he can let people disappoint you. That's God. Have a seat, please. Can you imagine that Zachariah, the father of John the Baptist, the Bible says he was a holy man, yet he was barren. I don't blame him for challenging the angel, because for years he has been waiting for a child. Now that he's old, he's about to die, you are telling him that God says, be ready because your womb will not carry a seed. Watch me. Sometimes a miracle cannot be what you received. It can also sometimes be who you became. He didn't know that God was offering him the opportunity of becoming the father for the newborn king. He didn't see that God was creating an avenue for him in heaven, like Abraham. His perception was, what do I receive? Watch me. If you are not ready to be humiliated, don't seek for consecration. Oh, does it make sense? Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is the language of every covenanted man. My father, why have you forsaken me? Am I communicating here? So if God says you are a caretaker of whatever he entrusts in your hands, he wants to see how dead you become. Do you know why? Because in this kingdom of our life, God listens to dead men. A wise man said, if you are praying for the mantle of Katunikoma, be ready to be divorced. Be ready to be childless. Oh, talk to me, please. Be ready to be divorced. Be ready to be childless. Be ready for insult everywhere. Yes, because that mantle that she carries, it didn't come with her child. Can I teach you? If you came on Wednesday, I gave you a deeper revelation here. Let me see it again. Whenever people talk about Israel, they talk about the glory of Joseph. And God blessed Joseph and took him to Egypt. He became, thank God for that. But hear this. I hope you are aware that Israel is more than the glory of Joseph. Talk to me, please. Watch me. Jacob went to his uncle Laban, saw a girl and said, I'm in love with this girl. Worked hard. How many years? 7 years. For who? Rachel. And uncle says, no. In our culture, if the first girl has not married, the second girl cannot marry. I believe Laban was a Nigerian. He was an Igbo guy. So I believe Leah was Ada. I believe that. He says, no. Oh, am I right? Ada, first girl. So if Ada has not married, second cannot marry. So they... Now, he didn't know that it was something God was preparing for him. God is too wise. He's too wise. You see, he felt he has to struggle in life to also have herdsmen, sheep and cattle. And God said, I want to make you a government. He didn't know that. He was angry at his uncle. Why have you done this to me? You've caused me pain. He says, no, do this. He didn't know that God, don't forget, at that time he was still Jacob. Don't forget about that. The Bible says this. He married again after 7 years and got Rachel. Things became tough when he encountered his own big brother and realized God had blessed him more than this. He began to pray. Lord, every promise you give unto me through my mother has still not manifested. What is it? And a man appeared. He fought with the angel, and the angel says, tell me your name. He says, all whatever you have been doing on earth is not part of your destiny. Now, your miracle will start. I'm changing your name from a deceiver into Israel. Now watch this. Through covenant, through alignment, through obedience, God now made him a nation in the spirit. Am I communicating? Whatever God told his grandfather Abraham years ago was about to be manifested. Watch this. God says, I'm now looking for wombs that will bring about my government. Because when God brings about covenant, there must be extension. You didn't hear me? Watch me. Write in your book. Destiny is not personal. Destiny is generational. Am I communicating? Now, are you aware that the Bible says Leah gave birth to children? Rachel gave birth to children. The slaves gave birth to children. But God said, I have created Israel for three major things. Number one, I want them to be my people. I want to rule over them. But as God, I can't rule them until there's a priest who is teaching them every day. And number two, once I bring about a priest among them, I should also bring a king among them. When I bring a king among them, automatically, there should be salvation through a savior. Are you aware that the person that Jacob loved, called Rachel, her womb was not conceived by God to give birth to covenantal children? God said, let me go for the person that Jacob did not love, called Leah. Now watch me. The priest in Israel came from the Levites, true or false? Talk to me, church. They came from the womb of who? Leah. Number two, are you aware that Judah, that didn't look like somebody God could use, became the person God entrusted? Even Christ came upon the earth and says, call me the lion that rules over the tribe of Judah. But after the passing of Joseph, we didn't hear anything again about his life again. In fact, his kid became stubborn until the king that came after he died destroyed whatever they planted in the land. Hey, God, he can sometimes give certain people flamboyant glory for something he wants to do, but he knows who he has covenanted with. Covenant does not speak in time, it speaks in generation. I'm telling you. Now watch this. You realize that the Levites that even Jacob cursed in the book of Genesis 49 verse 5 was the same person that God says, allow the Levites be in my temple and let no one touch them. For they are only meant to keep the fire on. If the light should go down, my presence will depart from the place. You see, how God does his things, you can never understand him. Yet, nobody talks about Leah. Watch me. Be careful when all men are celebrating you. There are remnants, God will hide them. Like Anna the prophetess. There are certain people, you may never understand their story. God has yielded them to certain things for certain mysteries. I'm telling you. Our life is spiritual. Oh, talk to me, please. Oh, are you blessed, friends?
Wow.
I repeat. If you must be separated unto God, he would ensure that your heart is disconnected from whatever makes you happy in life. You see, happiness is not God. It's a man's emotion. The Bible never said he will give you happiness. He will give you joy. Joy is the content of a spirit. You didn't clap your hands. are you blessed, please? Are you blessed? Now, let me show you four things to do to be consecrated. So, the first thing that every consecrated man must do is to be disconnected from whatever makes them happy. If life should question you, what have you got to offer? Life shouldn't find anything pleasurable. Because if life should find pleasure, life will give you hell. God is good. Yes. Make sure you are disconnected from anything that empowers the flesh. Anything that you would do that you know that if God should ask you and you can't give God that, he can't give you power for that. Watch me. The Lord told me that anything a man can't offer is bigger than him. Oh, did you hear me? Anything a man can't what offer is bigger than him. Am I communicating, please? I want to say deep things today, but I'm taking my time gradually. If not, you'll be confused. Sometimes, can I say this here? Have you for once asked yourself, why did God decide to place the strength of Samson in a place that can grow again? Have you wondered why? Why did God say, let me put the strength of a man in the place he can grow again? Have you wondered why? If God knew that Samson would not fail him and his tax, why didn't God put the covenant anywhere else than his hair when it can grow again? I'll show you why. Because in God's kingdom, man, he can't give you trust until he sees how consecrated you are. Until he sees the depth of consecration, he can't entrust you with his life. Watch me. Every entrusted life is God's secret and the devil's weapon. Can I teach you? Sharon, come here. Please, hear this message. It will bless you better. Thank you for me. Remember, we are spirit beings. Am I right? Talk to me, please. Let me show you how God sees us. Forget about your physical school. God can say, I have entrusted the land of Antwerp in the hands of Sharon. So whenever God looks from heaven, what he sees is Sharon. But she can be a little girl going to school. But in her destiny, she's a governor. Remember when God created us, He made us look like him. And God governs the universe.
So anyone that carries the replicate of God must act like God himself. If God should cause you to govern what is mundane, he has cheated your life.
Let us make man in our own image and likeness so they may have dominion over the fishes in the sea. Am I communicating here? Now watch this. Now, this lady might not know that every instruction God tells her to follow is to build her up. Am I communicating this? She might not know that whatever God tells her to follow is to ensure that she becomes strengthened in God. I'm telling you. Now, if the devil wants to fight Antwerp, the devil will not fight the whole city. The devil will fight her. Do you know why? Because once she falls, everybody or every system will fall as well. You didn't hear me? There were many Israelites, yet the strength of God was something. Talk to me. Even though everybody was praying, when Samson fell, they became slaves. Because God would always route everything covenantal to one person. You see, because God knows that pride can steal you, he may sometimes close your own understanding concerning who you are. Because when he makes you know that you were governor in the spirit, pride can steal you. It was Mike Mudok who said, the reason why God can't show you everything is because you will lose the importance of privacy. You won't prioritize what's important in destiny. Now watch me. If the devil sees that this lady is the reason why life will come up from Antwerp, the enemy will fight her big time. Big time. Any system, any means, whatever it is. So maybe the devil can try to fight her spiritually. So when she comes to church, people will not fight her in church. And she'll say, I won't come to church again. It is better for me to stay in the house than to come to church. She may be right because she's emotional. But she doesn't know that in the spirit, she has lost something. If the enemy realizes that, offense in church can't kill her. Let me use offense in the house. So when she begins to pray, her mother will get angry. And the mother will say, your Bible said obey the parents in the Lord. The Bible said obey your parents when they are in the Lord. You didn't hear me. He said obey them in the Lord. So if a mother is saying something and she's not speaking in God, at that time she loses the power to become a parent. But because she wants to keep the peace in the house, she may obey that law. And God says, nah, she's losing something here. If the enemy realizes that, you can't get her from the house, let us bring depression. So now she'll write exams and she'll be failing. And now, instead of the hours she must use in praying, she wants to now study to cover. And we'll be like, why can you serve a God who succeeds and you fail in life? So find a balance. It's not bad, don't get me wrong. But she doesn't know that at that time, her concentration requires full attention. Do you know why? Because 1 second in the spirit is like 1,000 years in flesh. You didn't hear me? Jesus died many years ago. Yet the blood is still speaking today. Even unto the last person on earth. Am I communicating, friends? That same system works on the flesh. But she will not see that. Now, when she begins to grow, the enemy cannot bring her friends and say, why are you acting as if you're the only person who knows God? Can't you do what everybody's doing? Forget about this thing. And she might not know that when she gives things to the enemy's decree, the enemy will jubilate. Because in her womb, there are prophets. In her womb, there are presidents. In a womb, they are bank managers. She might not know that she's standing for an unborn generation. Hey, if you don't kill offense, you die before time. If only people knew what they've lost, they will seek for mercy. I'm telling you. Now, she might think that because God has not given her the permission of having certain access in life, God doesn't like her. And God says, what I have for you is bigger than your desire. Look at me. So Mary wants to be married before she gets pregnant. But the Holy Ghost says, I'll give you a man called the Holy Spirit You won't see him, but you'll be pregnant for him. And then tell the world that I said so. I'll make you appear foolish. Because I must use the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. I'm telling you. See, any miracle where you can explain its source, it has lost its power. Certain miracles from God, you don't need English. You need God to explain it. You didn't hear me. Certain testimonies are so big that only God can announce the testimony. You didn't hear me. Certain miracles are so powerful that it will only take God to announce the miracle on your behalf. The people were asking, where did Jesus come from? And God says, wait, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost to speak on your behalf. The very moment John the Baptist baptizes you, I was open for the heavens and said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Ladies and gentlemen, when God begins to honor your life, forget about what people say. God has the final say. Am I communicating here? When people want to ask what I can tell them, God has the final say. David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where? From here comes my help. My help come from. Can I prophesy here? I speak over your destiny that God will show you mercy. God will show you mercy. Scream and say, yes, Lord. Oh, but she may be like, I'm a normal person who wants to do normal things. And God says, no, you're missing it. I made you understand that destiny, according to God's description, goes beyond what a man becomes in the future. Because according to God, time has no residence. Am I communicating? You see, consecrated men don't live ordinary life. Oh, am I teaching here? But we've lost it. We've lost it. Can I teach it? We've lost it. Now, she might think that Lord has shown her goodness by the things she receives now. And God says, I wanted to give you power to rule over whatever people will ask for. Did you hear God say, would I hide anything from Abraham, my friend? God, the all-knowing Father, asking a mortal man that can make mistakes, if he would hide anything from him. Wow. God, they can't even trust the four living creatures. Not even the 24 elders, or even the millions and the billions of angels to extend that same power of touch. Mortal man, if you only knew testimony, you will not cry what you've lost. If you knew what God is up to, you see, there are many things happening today. I'm thankful that God gave us the ability for us to see them in the past. I'm telling you. I had a call this evening, let me say so. And it was from somebody who actually happens to be one of the workers at the place where I have the conference organized. And they were like, they were doing everything possible to boycott my program because they said that they have their norms that they can't allow a prophet prophesy in their church if the prophet is not from their denomination, in quote. So she said she was led to go and listen to my teachings on podcast. She did one first day. Second, the third day, she became a Christian. Can you imagine? She began to speak in the Holy Ghost while I was teaching on podcast. The prophet of God, we called to say a big thank you to this and that. And I asked, where are you calling from? And she told me that the people that interviewed the guy called James Kohala, that prayer something, they said they've been listening to my teachings on wisdom. And they were like, let's find this young man. See, destiny is not where you go, where you stand. God can give you a space when you speak there to follow you. Do you hear me? How does a man stay in a village and they call your name in the calabash and appear there? Am I communicating, friends? Watch me. God, understand here.
How old one?
How old you? Get you pa. I said, how old? Please, can we put up the heater for? Praise God. Oh, are you blessed, friends? Clap your hands together for Jesus. Powerful. Oh, are you blessed, please? So watch this. Now, God would have to let this lady understand that what I'm doing with you goes beyond this age. Oh, am I communicating, friends? Now, when she gets to that place in her life where she has now been seated among deities in heaven, that's when God knows no matter what I give you, it can't take my place in your life. You see, even if God gave you something and what God gave you will take away your attention from God, he will take it away from you. So the first sign of a man living a consecrated life is a man who is willing to let go of the flesh. Number two, and we pray here. Are you blessed, friends? Number two, when God wants to help this lady understand consecration, the second thing God will let her do is to follow the will of the Lord. Can I say something here? And don't get me wrong. Are you aware that God has three forms of authority? When he wants to give a man an authority, he gives you three things. The first authority is authority over physical things. The second authority is authority over people and nation. And the third authority is authority over God's program. Let me break it down for you. If all you have in your life are physical assets, God has entrusted you with the life that perishes. Don't go after the wealth of Elon Musk. What is happening in the world today is beyond physical money. You didn't hear me? These people, they have mastered spirituality that you didn't honor. Everything happening in the world today came from somewhere. If somebody tells you, I don't believe in God, the person believes in something. Does it make sense? If someone says, I don't believe in knowledge, I believe in ignorance, the person believes in something. Ignorance has not become their God. Watch me. Anything you believe in life aside, God has the power to bless too. You didn't hear me. Oh, are you aware somebody can be focused in life and not believe in God? But just being dedicated, discipline can make them successful. Yes. Whatever system it is can bless. But what matters is the root of it. So God will let this lady follow God. Now watch me. Sometimes, when God wants to take you higher, there are certain things he will not even let you eat. Sometimes, he will tell you on this day, don't eat this particular food. And you may ask why. The issue is not the food. The issue is where you stand in the spirit. Do you hear me? Sometimes, he can tell you, don't even wear this garment. Have you wondered why the Lord gave garments unto the Levites in the Bible? Please, I made you understand that in the scripture, garment means authority. He will tell you on this day, don't wear this. Sometimes, he may say for 3 days, put off your mobile phone. I wonder how people call themselves Christians when God doesn't show them what to do. I pity your life. You can sleep the whole week, 7 days. You have to clap for yourself. Very useless living. No concern, nothing. When we're about to enter into a season in the spirit, God told me that I need you to keep watch over the night. And he said, I will show you something after 8 months of sojourn. And I wondered what it was. I told you now on Wednesday. I was very tired. I'm like, God, even if I even do domino movement at 1 p.m., people still come on board. So at least let me think about my health because I'm very tired. My wrists were aching. I didn't know how I slept under this table. In my vision, I saw an angel coming to me. The angel told me that he's going to Israel. But he's passing through Belgium. And he said that night, everybody was quiet in Belgium. He said, we heard you pray. I said, how? He said, because your spirit is on fire. He said, there is a war that Biden has sent to Israel. And we have to go and defend the covenant in Jerusalem. He says, but I heard you pray. So I came to give you a token. And he says, the last time he came upon the earth was when he presented himself as the army that watched over Israel, who appeared to Joshua. He says, watch. I saw that on his feathers, he wrote God's name. And he said, I'm going to give you this name. But that's only if you meet us in this place again. And he says, you can't call this name on earth. Because if you do, the earth will crash. So in my mind, I'm like, let me copy the name. So when I pray on earth, when I come for my vision, I'll call the name. And he says, have you forgotten this kingdom? We talk with your mind. I woke up and he says, now you've seen this vision. Let me show you what to follow. So we can physically ordain you. What you've said. The next day, they called and said, young man, God says that the reason why he gave the prophetic anointing was for the establishment of the ministry. He says, you don't have to pray for it. As long as you remain committed to the affairs of the church, I, God, will honor you. And God says to allow the word come to pass. He says, your father has a burden. Pay his pastors. And God says, for one solid year, pay the pastors. Watch me. God, when he elevates people, he doesn't do it suddenly. He prepares them. Did you hear me? He prepares them. What you see somebody working today in life was there years ago. I pity human beings who feel life is about what they see.
Hi. Think twice.
I've seen the lifting of men. And I've seen how people have come down. That is an apostle. He has the ability to entrust men with gifts. Daddy is an overseer. He can pray and the angels with him can say, you are blessed. And they give you the grace. Am I right? We had funny boys in this church who could prophesy, two of us. Until they realized that they're now doing their best on social media. Nothing influential. But you see, many believers don't know it is the will of God that concentrates the power you have. Let me teach you kingdom mysteries here. He will let you follow things that you've got nothing for in life. And you will ask why. He knows the answer. Am I communicating, friends? I'm still asking myself. Why will God tell Isaac not to journey to Egypt? When at that time, it was the place of famine. Everyone is, and God says, don't go, stay here. Your help is not from abroad, it's from above. Watch me. God has made each of us different. Our callings are different. Our directions are different. But you see, the highest of them all is covenant. You didn't clap. A lady sent us a testimony. I told Mama yesterday. I hope you're aware Americans are struggling big time. Forget the flashy castle. They don't have social system there. If you miss one payment, you can go bankrupt. They can let you lose your house. People live in the cars in America. I know a lady, she has lived 8 months in her car. But every day, taking picture by G-Wagon. I said, Mami, pa. When I saw somebody say fire. every day, I'll be seeing her posting pictures. G-Wagon, Lamborghini. So I'm like, sleep in the car. So somebody invited the lady on a platform. And I was teaching about sacrifice. And the lady said she was so touched with the message. And I said, I need everyone to give your first fruit. And she asked somebody, what is first fruit? And the person says, every money you worked for in the month of January belongs to God. Says, God, the pastor is mad. Which sensible pastor will say, give your salary? She had a dream that night. An old man came and said, the end of your pain is this man. She said she went that month and she gave her. She said she was in pains. She didn't know how to pay her house rent. So I came on the next and I said, you are here. God says, in the next 5 minutes, before the next day, you have a testimony. She said, yes. Not knowing that she's been owning the government for over 8 years now. She had to file in her tax. She filed in waiting that she is going to actually pay the government. And they said, sorry. We realized you worked in 2011 and somebody changed your figure. And it looks like we have been giving the money to a wrong office. But we found you now. So we have to go and check since 2011. They realized she had to give the lady $78,000. And at that time, she had not paid for her house rent because she gave the money to us for her first food. Now, they said that because she had defiled, they only wanted 5 minutes left so that they could cancel her contract and then take the house again. And she paid the money to them. She paid the money in full. Now, she doesn't pay every. She paid it in full. It now belongs to her. As a man of God, I wonder how God will let me go through this for years. Watch me. Your restoration is in a man. You didn't hear me. He will show you just one thing to follow. And he will cancel death like water. Now, she's going around in Texas. He says, please come on. When he's prophesying, don't listen. When he calls for sleep, just give. He can do wonders. He can. So a guy said, I've been here for 3 weeks. He hasn't spoken about money. Please, tell him. He said, I called him. He prayed for me. He's very sharp. He didn't tell me any of the money. Tell him I want to sow money. I want to just. Oh, God is good. God truly knows when to honor man. He knows how to honor man. So number one, he will let you disconnect from your heart desires. And number two, he will teach you the painful path. God, the will of the Father. God's will is not beautiful at the beginning. No. Daddy gave a young man a special prophecy that at the end it will make sense. You see, God speaks in parables. Did you hear my message? Because God told me that to the wise, he speaks in parables. You didn't clap your hands. Sit down, please. What has God told me to follow? Let me give you a quotation before I leave here. Lift up your hands. Give me F sharp. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Second Corinthians 5 is 14. That's our quotation for today. We sing, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Powerful song. Pure and holy. That's the song here.
Try and true.
We say
with thanksgiving.
I'll be a living sanctuary.
For you.
We'll say, Lord, prepare me. Say,
Lord, prepare me
to be
sanctuary.
Yeah,
Tried and true.
With thanksgiving. Wave your hands from the left to the right. We say, Lord, prepare me.
To be a sanctuary.
Let that be your confession, somebody.
Try and true.
We say
with
I'll be a
somebody.
We sing with thanksgiving, sing
with thanksgiving.
I'll be saved.
I'll be a leader. Sanctuary for you.
When we walk with the Lord
in the light of His word,
what a glory He sheds on our way.
While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who trust and obey.
We say, trust and obey,
for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
And
trust and obey.
We say, trust and obey,
for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. We got to trust and obey.
Last year, the Lord told me that I should go and do a bow in Cameroon. The Lord showed me Munya. The Lord showed me the specific place where I should go and do a bow. So in Ghana, I do borrows about 3,000, 4,000 euros. In Cameroon, 12,000 euros. Ah! I said, God, I didn't hear your voice. What? No, it can't be your voice. I asked for partnership, no one gave. And God told me, use what you have and do it. I called my pastor, I said, please, let's do it. Call a few guys. And they were like, prof, in this country, when people do boreholes, they don't do it for the state. Or they do it for themselves. Am I right? So once in a while, they will open the door and say, come and fetch one. And even give you time. But as in free like that, no one does it. We called them. They called people with the machines. Hey, on three occasions, the machine stopped working. We had to find a way to fix it because God gave me a date. Prayed, God give us strength. And we opened the borehole. So we prayed and God told me that there are some people that He's going to bless them. And I told them strange things. A guy I know came from USA. A new convert. I'm like, let me pray for you, sir. And God told me I should tell him to go and touch the water, the polytank. And he should declare what God must give him. He touched it. And he was telling God that, God, it's my season of marriage. I didn't hear that. I was in the palace talking to the chief. I came out and God told me he will meet his wife on the 1st of January. And I said, God says your wife will come to you January 1st. God told me a friend by the name will introduce you to her. This, that. Now, the guy began to laugh. He said, man of God, because I asked God for a good wife when I touched the palatine. So the guy says he went to church, crossover service, and 1st January he didn't sleep. He said, because God says 1st January. So he said he kept checking his phone contact to see if the friend would text him. He said, how come my boy has not texted me this? Jesus. So he says he'll be doing. He said, no, I can't sleep. He said, no. He said, if I sleep, I'll lose my wife. He said, it was 10:15 p.m. He said, prophet, you don't lie, but it's 10:15 p.m. How will I get wife? 11:59 p.m. The guy texted him. Oh boy, I have good news for you. He says, I just woke up from a dream and God told me to tell you something. He says, I saw myself linking to a lady. He says, I don't know why God told me that, but she's here with me. Speak with her. And they spoke at 11:59 p.m. And I said, the guy will be called Mary. So the guy said, please, I don't know you, but I want to know your name. He says, yes, I'm called Mary. He says, thank you, Jesus. I was there when the guy sent me an offering. I said, what is the purpose of this offering? He said, prof, you are Ogboro. You are a spirit indeed. You are a serious prophet.
He said, Prof, whatever you've said has come to pass. You see, even if God has just 1 minute left to change your story, he doesn't care where you are. He can change your story.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Even if it's just 30 seconds left. If God has said that, he will.
He will do it.
Oh, can I prophesy here?
Professor.
Lift your hands above your head.
Yes.
I speak over your testimony.
I receive.
After today, God will change your testimony.
Now.
God will change your story. God will change your story. Scream and say, yes.
Yes. God bless you. It is well. Where is
he? He only needs to find people who the enemy can't attack them. And say, I have this in this person.
God bless you.
Are you blessed?
Amen. 5:14.
We'll do two readings here. We're done. 2 Corinthians 5:14, please. We say trust and obey. 5:14. 5:14. For there's no other way
to be happy in Jesus.
Than to trust and obey. We say trust and obey.
There's no other way
to be
happy in Jesus. God is trust and obey.
Elevation in life is not the strength of a man, it is God.
It's God.
He can choose to bless anybody.
Promotion comes.
And your comment about them will not matter.
Never.
Mimi was in America last week.
Yes.
She was with one of her friends. And I told her that when you go, come and tell me what you've experienced. And she actually said exactly what had my mind. You see, if you are small, don't fight those who are on top.
All right.
You didn't hear me? Watch me. Whenever somebody tempts you to speak about somebody, know that there is a life you're about to live, that the enemy wants to fight something about you.
All right.
Greatness is a spirit. It's not a place, it's a spirit.
A spirit. God bless you.
You didn't hear me?
Yes.
Entering the heavens is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Do not sacrifice it. People have paid to get to the top.
All right. Sacrifice.
Somebody told me, your father prayed for us and gave me one prophetic word.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it so simple but very deep.
Yes.
How is that possible? I said, we stay here every night.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I hope you are aware pastor's work is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
The most difficult thing you can do in life is to do ministry.
Yes.
Ministry is like a jungle.
Mm-hmm.
You find different species.
Yes.
Some are lions.
Mm-hmm.
Some are serpents. Different. And God says, be the lion. Rule the place. Ministry. Oh, ask the shooter in me.
Amen. God bless you.
Ministry. I didn't understand why daddy would sometimes skip quiet over matters.
Mm-hmm.
When daddy made me control branch, I now knew why it was good to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because somebody can do you something and one comment can close your church.
You're right.
So just swallow it in your heart.
Yes.
I said, Jesus, you have done well.
Just one word.
Hear this. So remember the example I made with Sharon here. What I said, everything about destiny is connected to a person's revelation.
Oh, yes.
So, this is Paul here. He said, for the love of Christ compels us because we judge us. But if one died for all, then all died. Verse 15, hear this. And he died for all. And those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
Amen.
Am I communicating?
Right.
Anytime you exalt the will of the flesh, you are actually living to yourself.
God bless you.
You are created to live for him alone.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is Senior Benjamin Fodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfojo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. The vision, the mission, the passion.